A Minute of Civics is produced by WFHB in partnership with the League of Women Voters of Bloomington Monroe County.
This is George Hageman with the League of Women Voters of Bloomington Monroe County, and I'm here today with Susan Glowatz, who's with the League.
Hi, George.
Susan, we're in another election season, and it seems to me that there's so much misinformation out there about voting. It's very confusing.
It certainly can be. Being an informed voter is so important. Let's see if I can help. What are your questions? What is it that you want to know?
Well, who actually can vote?
In Indiana, you need to be both a U.S. citizen and a resident of the state. Also, you must be 18 years of age on or before the next general or city election, and you must reside in the precinct where you vote at least 30 days prior to an election. And finally, you need to be registered in the county where you intend to vote.
What if someone has a criminal record? Are they prohibited from voting?
Oh, good question, George. Laws vary by state when it comes to criminal convictions and voting eligibility. In Indiana, if someone has a misdemeanor conviction, then he or she may vote. If someone has served their sentence for a past felony conviction, then he or she also may vote. However, if someone has a current felony conviction, this person is not allowed to vote.
Is it hard to register to vote? What do I have to do?
You can go online at indianavoters.in.gov, register there, and get just about all the information needed. You can also go to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles or Election Central in Bloomington if you're a Monroe County resident.
That's great. There are lots of options. Does it cost anything to register?
No, there is no fee. And if you go to the BMV and let them know you are obtaining a state ID for the purpose of voter registration, the ID fee is waived.
So someone can use an Indiana state ID or an Indiana driver's license to register. Anything else?
Why, yes. An individual can also use the last four digits of their Social Security number on the paper form, but not with the online form. And I should clarify, George, when you register to vote, you need to provide one of these three ID numbers, but you don't need to show your ID or Social Security card when registering.
But when someone is voting, then he or she is required to show a valid photo ID, right?
Yes, that's right.
So for the upcoming November election, when is the cutoff date for voter registration?
October 9th. October 9th is the date to remember if you're thinking about registering.
Then early voting must start on October 10th and go on right up to Election Day, November 6th.
That's correct.
There's just one other thing.
What's that, George?
Well, Bloomington is home to Indiana University and thousands of college students that are not from the area. Can they vote in Monroe County?
Yes, but the students must change their primary address and register using their local address if they wish to vote in Monroe County. And if someone lives in a dorm, then the dorm room must be included.
I'm feeling very well informed now. Thanks, Susan.
I'm very glad I could help, George. Now, let's get out there and support the right to vote.
Yes, everyone. Democracy is not a spectator sport. Register and vote.
A Minute of Civics is produced by WFHB in partnership with the League of Women Voters of Bloomington-Monroe County.